Okay, we'll get started. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the Board of Forestry virtual retreat for October 7th, 2021. I'm going to express a hope that this is our last ever virtual retreat. All we can do is hope. This will be day two of a two-day informal planning retreat for the Board of Forestry members and agency leadership. As a reminder, no formal decisions will be made, even with a quorum present and public meeting parameters met. No public comment or testimony will be available for this retreat, but our discussions will be live streamed for public viewing. To ensure our viewers online can follow along with today's discussions, I'll go over some general housekeeping tips for our retreat participants to consider. With all of us engaging virtually, please silence cell phones. I'm going to demonstrate how to do that and limit background noises. Use the gallery view so we can see everyone's face during our conversations. Raise your hand, use the raise hand feature in Zoom, or just speak up as we work through each of the agenda topics. Connect with everyone through the chat feature in Zoom. If you need a break, run into any technical issue, or would like to reach out to the facilitator. For the record, and to help those listening online, we ask all board members and agency staff to state their name before speaking if they are not identified by the discussion leader or facilitator. We are again joined by Oregon Consensus, and Robin Harkless is again our facilitator. So before we conduct our morning round, again, of introductions, any questions? In that case, I will start with board introductions. Chandra?
Good morning, Chandra Ferrari, board member.
Great. Brenda?
Brenda McComb, board member. Thank you, Jim.
Joe?
Joe Justice, board member.
Carla?
Good morning, Carla Chambers, board member.
Ben?
Ben Däumling, board member.
You're all there and you all appear to have had enough coffee. Great. Nancy, if you're there, can you introduce agency staff that's with us today?
Sure. Good morning. I'm Nancy Hirsch. I'm the acting state forester, and we have a number of executive team members here today. So start off with Bill.
Good morning, Chair Kelly, board members. Bill Herber, Deputy Director for Administration, ODF.
And I'll go to, I'm not sure I see, looking for Kyle, but I'm not sure he's able to come on here this morning. So let's go to Liz.
Good morning. My name's Liz Dent. I serve as a State Forest Division Chief. Good to see you all this morning.
And Doug.
Good morning, all. Doug Graff here, serve as Chief of Fire Protection.
Josh?
Good morning. Josh Bernard, Interim Division Chief for Private Forests.
Go to Ryan.
Good morning. Ryan Gordon, Interim Partnership and Planning Program Director.
And Ryan, I can't quite tell. Is there somebody sitting next to you?
That's Bill, and here, so we've got dual screens going on here in the Tillamook room. We've got the close-up on our face, and then you got the wide view of us in the Tillamook room.
Okay, I just couldn't tell there, so thank you. And we'll go to Sabrina.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Perez. I'm the Senior Strategy Manager for the Administrative Branch.
Okay, and I recognize that I think Danny is with us today for this conversation. Your audio is not coming through, Danny.
There we go. Danny Norlander with the Policy and Analysis Unit.
Okay, I think that does it. I think Kyle Abraham, Acting Deputy State Forester, will be able to join us a little later this morning. He is, I think, engaged on some of the private forest board work this morning. So with that, I'll turn it back.
Actually, Nancy, great. Thank you. I'm going to turn it right back over to you. I think you've got some opening thoughts for us, and then I'll follow up after that.
Okay, well, I will keep my thoughts fairly brief. I think Robin and I touched base on this a little bit, but certainly continue to reflect last night on a grand day yesterday. And I'll stick with my simple theme that I left off on yesterday with the term ownership. Today is definitely a day where the board will continue your discussions. But this time, I think you'll find, I hope you find them as engaging because there'll be a lot of time spent with staff. You're going to have a chance here this morning to, I think, understand, particularly for some of the newer board members. We'll do a brief refresh around really the strategic planning of the board and really talk briefly about the mechanics of it, which is really all to say that we'll highlight those tools and the framework that you have relative to decision-making tools to affect change. And then we'll really dive into the body of work that's existing in your ongoing work plans. And I'll just keep emphasizing today, because as we move through the next, as you all move through the next couple of years, you will, I think we will all feel overwhelmed at times because there is a lot, and there's a lot to track. Having said that, the work plans themselves are really your tools, and it's a body of your work that we're here to support. And so that ownership will continue to be really, really important. And then lastly, we'll have some discussion around new ideas, potential new strategic initiatives that won't just be a body of work plan items that are ongoing that you've got handed, but rather ideas that you might be able to shape that are new and you can own in a very new way. So with that, maybe I go to Robin.
Thank you, Nancy. Good to see everybody this morning. Robin Harkless with Oregon Consensus. Just before we kind of launch into an overview and review from the department on all of the work ahead, just wanted to check in with the board members and see if there are any kind of additional insights that came to you overnight as you were decompressing maybe and processing from day one. And also if there's any particular needs that you have for today in order to be kind of fully present and able to participate. So either of those, feel free to make an offering this morning before we get started. Really just want to get your voices in the room before we launch. So I have to start with somebody and then you can kick it over to somebody else. I'll start with Ben this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for teeing this up. I thoroughly enjoyed yesterday, and I apologize for having to leave a little bit early, but I felt like I got a ton out of the meeting, and I enjoyed the back and forth. It was very refreshing to be able to just sort of have conversation with everybody for extended periods of time. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to today, and looking forward to it. Do I pick somebody now? Carla, you're next to me on the screen.
Okay. Can you hear me okay? I thought yesterday was very good, and I think it's the right tone and the right, just the right approach for a board to be effective. And, you know, I just thought it was a very solid and thoughtful conversation. I like the forest health piece, and I think Ben, you know, you really provided leadership in that, and so much just relates back to you know, the forest health of what's going on in Oregon. And I also really like the reality versus the aspirational discussion. You know, where are we really at and where do we want to be? And so I just thought it was overall a great day and a good discussion.
And pass the hot potato.
All right, Brenda.
Thank you, Carla. Yeah, I thought yesterday was an excellent conversation and really got us all talking about how we would like to see this proceed forward. I think focusing on policies that ensure that we have fully functioning forest ecosystems across all forest types in the state of Oregon really sets the stage for thinking about how to achieve that goal while also dealing or contributing to resolving some of the challenges around climate change. And so I think the Climate Smart Forestry blanket that covers all of the various goals is really the way we need to go to ensure that we have those fully functional ecosystems on into the future. You know, I guess me being my impatient self is now anxious to start getting some stuff done. So I'll turn it over to Joe. Maybe he can tell us how to get stuff done.
Well, thanks, Brenda. I do, as do I. I like to get stuff done. I thought it was a good day yesterday. I apologize for the end of the meeting there. I was just struggling. I was, you know, you're on these Zooms sometimes, and occasionally it happens where you get bits and pieces of the conversations. That's a little hard to track, but the morning was great. I too thought it was a good constructive conversation with the board. I'm very optimistic about this board and the way we will continue to work together. I think one of the things that I look forward to, and I picked up on the end of the conversation talking about the plan for Oregon, was the conversation about active management and what that really meant. And I guess I look forward to that discussion. I think I appreciated the things that I did here, and I think that is something that how we define that, what that means to us, how we approach that. I just kind of look forward to that dialogue with this board, frankly, with the people on this board. I think that will be a good discussion to further kind of bring that all together, what that means to us, right? Or what that means to this body. That's very important to me. I certainly have my own bias as to what I think active management is, but I'm a member of this board, and I think we need to pull that all together, right? And so that's something that I think was, I wish I could have been engaged in that conversation a little bit further yesterday, but that really wasn't the place to really have a robust conversation about that. I think that's the next step where we get into the plan and really begin to start talking about what it looks like. So I guess I just look forward to that conversation about active management, what that means to us as a body. Thank you. Chandra, are you the last one?
I think Jim's the last to go, but
I'll he always gets to go.
I thought yesterday was a fantastic conversation. And you know, on reflection, I think one of the things that stuck with me, it was from you, Joe, and when you said you had gratitude, you know, and that was one of the things in perspective that was helping you make it through the last 18 months. And I thought about that because I think that was a big tool for me also. And now I'm thinking that I've got a lot of gratitude that I was placed on the board with this group of folk because I honestly have a sense of optimism that we will be able to have good dialogue and push things forward. And I think everyone shares the same sense of urgency to move things forward. And I think that's going to meet the need for the moment. I think we do need to act with urgency. And I think we have to maintain a sense of optimism, even for those of us that struggle with that sometimes, because it'll be hard work and the challenges are pretty enormous. And the other thing I was reflecting on a little bit was the stakeholders and our discussion around improving our relationship with FTLAC, which is, I think, a fantastic goal. But I think it extends to a lot of our stakeholders. And I have heard a lot of conversations and had discussions with folks that I believe are also setting the right tone for productive conversations. And it's been really encouraging to see that as well, because this board benefits from having a lot of expertise with our stakeholders on a lot of these issues that we get to hear from. And so overall, I guess my sense again is optimism, and I'm encouraged by the conversation and encouraged to get moving on some of this stuff. And Jim, I think you can wrap us up here.
You bet. You know, agree with what everybody has been saying, and also struck by the way Ben suggested we move forward, and struck by your comment, Chandra, yesterday, where you said that so often that you were about what you wanted to be saying was being said by one of your fellow board members. So that's great. And also appreciate the comment you just made about thinking about our other stakeholders. And, you know, my personal experience was really having some of the industry people, I think, immediately kind of write me off as just a conservation advocate at the beginning. And so I really was proactive in reaching out and saying, no, my job is to hear all perspectives and all of that. And I think that was really well received. And so I encourage all of you to do that if you feel that that any of our stakeholders are not reaching out as much as they should be. Go ahead and tell them that. I think it works. I will be on Monday. OFIC is having their yearly confab, and so I will be speaking to them, and I'm looking forward to it. All that said, as we move ahead today, I did also want to touch on Chandra, what you brought up yesterday. This I want us all to be thinking about what is the board's leadership, its decision-making space, and how do we fit in and be thinking and talking about what powers that we do have, what do we not have, what are the constraints, and to mention yesterday, how does that differ from public perception, and so what can we do that will maximize our service with the department and to the public. And as we get into this next stage, how can we help with the budget requests that go to the legislature for staffing capacity and other types of requests? And how can we communicate clearly and hopefully with one voice policy direction to the new state forester and to staff? They are looking to us always for guidance. And right now we're going to get into that conversation as we look at the work plans and put the CCCP into action and work together to put together policy option packages for the legislature. Also just would want to make the point that, I said months ago when after Senate Bill 762 was passed that we had the department had a lot that was handed to us, and it probably wasn't the time to overload staff with new ideas and new strategic initiatives. And in fact, now, with the new possible private accord, once again, we may be in the situation with a lot more demands on staff. Nevertheless, given that, I think we should not be abandoning new ideas, and I think we should be open to discussing things that are not currently on these draft work plans. But I think we need to be realistic and realize that a lot of things we need to be visualizing 2023 and 2024, 2025. So with that, I think I'll turn it back over to you, Robin.
Great, thanks. So if yesterday was about what I would describe as organizational health, today is really about organizational planning. So we're going to drop in and really look at what's ahead. So you'll spend the morning really hearing from the department leadership on what are the kind of current strategic initiatives and things that are evolving into the work plans. And then we'll have some conversation, and really what we're trying to tease out is kind of a just overall shared awareness of what's there, questions that you may have, and really looking for insight from all of you on are there synergies, sequencing, ways in which you could see this big body of work actually being able to happen, and how that might flow over the next few years, if not the next two, maybe the next four or so. And then the other thing, as Jim mentioned, if there are initiatives that are not currently on the plate, but should be considered, that we at least surface those for today, so that the department can sort of try to figure out how to weave those in and have something for you to be reviewing when they come back to you with a more solid draft, I guess, of these work plans. So I think Nancy will set a little bit more stage, and and by the way, just kind of the flow of the morning. I think we'll pause after each program area or division area to just ask any clarifying questions, but really thinking that the dialogue will be best saved for once you get the holistic view. So we'll want to hear from all of the leads on the various programs before we really dive into that dialogue around what's missing, where are the synergies and sequencing that might be help you be all effective. So with that, enjoy. We'll take a break at 10, and we do plan to wrap up by 12:30 today. All right, so Nancy, back to you.